5 years ago, conductor and former Kalamazoo Symphony Orchestra concertmaster Barry Ross arranged what he thought would be a one-time-only all-Beethoven concert during the holidays to raise funds for the Kalamazoo Junior Symphony. Tonight, he's about to conduct his fifth Beethoven Fest concert, the most ambitious yet, featuring Beethoven's ultimate work, the Symphony No. 9. As before, the musicians are a mix of professional and skilled amateurs, including Kalamazoo Junior Symphony Orchestra alumni, but this year there are four singer soloists and a sizable chorus in addition.
I really wanted to do something very special. This is the 75th anniversary of the Kalamazoo Junior Symphony, the third longest performing youth orchestra in America, the Kalamazoo Junior Symphony Orchestra. They were founded, amazingly, during the Depression in 1938. And so we're kicking off their 75th anniversary and their fun drive with a really important performance of a great masterpiece, Beethoven's pinnacle work, the Ninth Symphony.
Did you have any misgivings about such a...
Every single day. It's a major undertaking written by the revolutionary Beethoven. He did something revolutionary by inserting a chorus into a symphony. That was unheard of and startling. And then he added four very dramatic soloists. And so we have a chorus that will be approximately 100 singers. We have some great soloists. And we have a wonderful symphony orchestra all coming together to welcome the new year, to celebrate the holiday with this amazing work, and to raise funds for a great cause, the Kalamazoo Junior Symphony.
Now, we're pretty familiar with the choral part of the symphony, but I wondered if you would pick out one or two things about 75% of the work that comes before the part we all know.
I've changed my conception of that 75% and what it means and how it relates to the fourth movement with the chorus and soloist. The opening movement, the first movement, begins with a hushed, repetitive set notes in the strings, a chord, very quiet, and this little sparkle of an idea. And I used to think it maybe meant something bad that was going to happen because it's in the minor. I think Beethoven now, I think he meant something very dramatic is happening. And the drama is the spark of an idea. And the idea is that we could, perhaps we could, love one another. Perhaps peace is possible. Perhaps we could not be so consumed by our conflicts and our differences. Perhaps we could appreciate what nature brings us and what we have to share instead of what divides us.
Conductor Barry Ross leads a performance of Beethoven's Ninth tonight at 7:30 at Calvary Bible Church on Drake Road in Kalamazoo. Featured soloists are contralto Meredith Arwady, soprano Alice Pierce, tenor John Pierce, and bass Carl Ratner. More information is at kalamazoojuniorsymphony.org. For WMUK's Arts and More, I'm Kara Lorenz.